As a devotee, you have taken to Krishna consciousness, which is a very powerful way to transform our previous activities in Krishna consciousness. Because all of us are enjoying or suffering the result of our past activities. According to material money, the title of our water, he said, everyone is born according to our past activities, all of us. So, to have a material body, and especially born in Kaliga, is a bad baguette. It's already a bad baguette. Becoming a devotee is a perfect way to transform our past activity, not only into good, but in transcendence. To become a devotee, the best way to transform our life, our activities. So we are not just doing pious activity, we are doing transcendental activities. It's Krishna consciousness. In the Srila Prabhupada's book, we often find instruction that the devotee should meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna. How can one do that? Yashodhara Goswami has given a detailed explanation to this in the second canto of Bhagavad Gita. Second canto. How to meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna. He said we should begin a Krishna consciousness from thinking of lotus feet. It begins from lotus feet. Because the lotus feet of Krishna, it is called lotus. Why Krishna's feet is called lotus? We cannot compare lotus to Krishna. It's an offense to compare lotus to Krishna. Lotus is nothing. It's 100% nothing to be compared to Krishna. But there is something in lotus. Lotus is very soft. Very soft. And when the lotus flower is fully blown, very pleasing. So, the feet of Krishna contains honey. The lotus feet of Krishna contains honey. Ordinary honey. If you put it on your eye, it can cure eye disease. But the feet, the lotus, the honey from lotus's feet does not cure the eye problem. It will cure the disease of the heart if you take that honey. So devotees are very attached to Krishna's lotus feet. So we meditate. Krishna has lotus feet. And when Krishna is dressed, his feet is always shown outside. His feet is shown. So not really, his feet is covered. So Krishna's lotus feet is out. So that we can see and think of that. Does thinking lead to karma? Yes. Anything which we think, one day we are going to do it. The thing which we constantly think about, meditate about, is our future. What are you thinking of? Krishna. If I think of Krishna, always. Who will become Krishna conscious. And what are you thinking of that thing? To be implicated in because of that. We cannot do anything without thinking and planning about things with the mind. Therefore, we should be careful with what we think. Because one day it will become our action. Our action will become our life. Complicated by that. Why do we sometimes feel with spiritual strength? But then go down when we feel unfavorable situations. It is very natural to get what we, the result of what we do. The result of the things we do, we get the result. So if we are thinking about spiritual things or doing spiritual activities, we will feel happy and satisfied. We will get strength from practicing Krishna consciousness. And when we do something wrong, we will get the result. Mentioned here unfavorable situations. When we do something which are not good, we will get the result. Because all our activities has a reaction. We are not free. What is the best and easiest way of making spiritual advancement? Quickly. I can tell you the answer. I don't know if you like it. The quickest and fastest way to make advancement, spiritual advancement, is don't eat. Fast. And chant Hare Krishna without offense. You'll make fast adjustment. How can we experience the mercy of the Lord? The mercy of the Lord is always available, all the time. How to experience that? We should please Him. If you please the Lord, He will be very happy to bestow His mercy. We all know how to please the Lord. Everything we do should be done as an offering to Krishna. Everything. The Lord will never forget anything which we do for Him. He will always reciprocate. How to stop mental offenses? To stop mental offenses, we should also do mental activities, mental austerity, to think of Krishna. Always. If we are not purified, we cannot stop making mental offenses. If we are not hearing properly, we cannot stop making mental offenses. We will see things on the mature level. As long as we continue to see things on the mature level, we can never stop thinking, making mental offenses. We'll see people on there, in the body, in the platform. So to stop mental offenses, we have to learn how to develop the quality of our mind, how we think. Think about Krishna. The best way to do that is to constantly chant and hear about the Krishna. It is said that one offers one lamp in Kartik. When one offers one life of poverty, when one chants the holy name sincerely, all one's sins are erased. So for Christians, it must be so. A devotee does not suffer. Devotees never suffer. What we consider suffering, it is actually not suffering. It is the purification, not suffering. A devotee doesn't suffer. And a person who is suffering cannot be a devotee. So the Papa didn't say he's suffering. They have a lot of people. He didn't say he's suffering. You know the brother, so he didn't say he's suffering. It's a medical checkup right now. It's two medical checkup. And he never feels he's suffering. He's suffering. Brother Govinma, it doesn't say he's suffering. They are constantly breathing and traveling. Why is that suffering? A devotee does not suffer. It is a purification. Can you please explain knowledge and realized knowledge? Yes? Simply to get understanding that I'm not a body. That is knowledge. When one is acting on the spiritual platform, that is realized knowledge. I'm not a body, so, and then what? And then? That is just, it's knowledge that, okay, we are not a body. But when we are acting on the spiritual platform, that is realized knowledge. Why we do not always have taste in chanting a vision. Why we do not have, we do not always have taste in chanting Hare Krishna? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said his offenses. He said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one can go on chanting for many lifetimes. If we don't give up offenses, we will never have taste for chanting. Not taste for chanting means we are making offenses. So if you want to have taste for chanting, to give up offenses. How one should choose his or her spiritual master? You should pray to Krishna. If you pray, Krishna, if you pray to Krishna sincerely, please show me who is my spiritual master. Krishna will show you. I told one devotee like this. So after 1 year, then he told me, I've been praying for a year now. Krishna has not shown me my spiritual master yet. I said, no, Krishna has shown me your spiritual master. But while you are praying for Krishna to show you your spiritual master, you already have somebody in the mind and you are telling Krishna to point that person. And Krishna will not do that. So if you want Krishna to show you, remove that person from your mind. And you've already chosen a person, don't ask Krishna. And if you're asking Krishna, don't keep somebody in your mind. And you're telling Krishna, Krishna, show your spiritual master, this one. You won't show you. Because He already chosen. After 1 year, he told me it was true. He didn't tell me he's going to leave. After 1 year, also he told me it was true. So if you pray to Krishna, please show me your special master. Krishna will show you the special master. And if we are not sincere, we are cheaters. Even if you wait for one lifetime to choose a special somebody, you still have the wrong person. So we should be very serious and sincere to have a special master. Then I will show you. Do not take you more than 1 minute. Because I'll show you. How one can improve his or her sadhana? Make it strong. Make it strong. Even in material dealings, we don't just do the same thing every day. Similarly, in spiritual life, we should look at the things we do. Every day we chant, every day we hear, every day we take the sadhana, every day we do some services. But the quality should be improved. If you don't improve the quality, you will not make advancement, you will remain the same. We should improve the quality. What is true love? True love means you don't have to take mentality. Don't take. Only give. That is love. Whenever there is a mentality of taking, it is not love, it is cheating. In relationship, we should not take from anything. Should always be. That is love. Our society is a take society. We only want to take. We don't want to give. The two people, empty people, they come together, they want to lose each other to feel their emptiness. You won't get anything because you don't want to give. You want to take. I also don't want to give. I want to take. So when we come together, what will happen? We'll fight at the end. Because you don't have it, I don't have it. Bhagavad Gita is a book of violence because I didn't fight after war. Bhagavad Gita is not a book of violence. It is a book of peace. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is not a violent book. It does not teach violence. Violence is the last means to resolve dispute, negotiation. Krishna tried to resolve it, but Duryodhana was very obstinate. He wanted it. Krishna tried, the Pandavas tried, they don't want to fight, but Duryodhana wanted. So, there was no option than to resolve it by argument. So, it is not balance. It is a book of peace. What is more potent? Vani association or Vapu association? Vani association or Vapu association? All of them are important. But what he hears or keep the instruction of the spiritual master is better. Because when we have the physical, let's say we can misuse that. But if we keep to the instructions, the spiritual master gives is better than the physical association. Bhagavad Gita 4:34, one should serve one spiritual master as the Nelya Sarva. What does this Nelya Sarva mean? Should we one serve the initiating spiritual master like this for all other sannyasins? Nelya Sarva means you don't expect anything from your service. Nothing. You just serve the spiritual master as your duty, not expecting anything. That is Nelya Sarva. We have no right to ask for anything. The spiritual master is different from the sannyasi. The spiritual master is more prominent in our life than the sannyasi. So the position of the spiritual master is different in your life than the sannyasi. Why Krishna takes so long to help or show his mercy? Sometimes you feel tired, waiting, and lose faith. A beggar has no choice. Beggar. What is the choice for a beggar? We already lost our light. Look at the volume of simple activities we do. If Krishna had to pay us for the things we have been doing, there's no chance for us to go back and back to God. There's no chance to get the mercy of Krishna. So it is Krishna's cosmic mercy that we can be delivered. Therefore, we have to wait for him. You don't go to a person who wants to help you and tell him what he should do that for you.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Thank you.